But that is thinking about seeing, isn't it? Is there I somewhere at moment of seeing?
Lúc mà có cái thấy thì
no one there, only seeing is there, or what? And is there feeling now?
Dạ có.
Seeing I, feeling I, or no I at all. But that is thinking about seeing. What feeling is there now? So awareness is conditioned by you or it's not by you. Is that thinking about feeling or just understanding that which feels at that very moment as it is? It's only thinking about reality as not self, but in order to understand the truth of what is that just when it appears as it is. What conditioned moment of direct awareness and understanding of that very object which appears. In a day, how many moments or how many times there can be the understanding of that which appears as it is, as you say that feeling is not me, feeling is just feeling. Is now, it is the direct understanding of feeling right now as yourself or not me. Or is the feeling right now to be known? So to be truthful to this very moment, what is there appearing to be object of understanding the truth of it? In order to understand that as not you or belong to you at all, what is there to be known? Really, what is it characteristic that you take for Panya Chetasika? That is still thinking about it now, is there any reality? What is there now? You talk about Panya, but I'd like to understand what is there now to understand whether it's, where is Panya, whether it's there or not there. Yes, but I'd like to know just exactly what is there now, just now. But that is not there in at this very moment. Is that right? What you are talking about is not there at this very moment, isn't it? That is the story about whatever is there in life, but just this very moment, only one moment now, what is there at that very moment? Does it mean that no understanding of what was there? Because it's still there, but no understanding of it. So we just talk about different nama and different rupa, its conditions and so on, arising and falling away. But what is there now? Only one reality can appear as the object at a moment. So what is that which is the object of experiences right now? Whether there is right understanding or no understanding, ignorance and attachment. We talk about attachment and ignorance, where are they? As they are real, and we talk about realities, different realities. But what is the reality which cannot understand what is there right now? Okay, so there's no understanding of that which is now appearing, right? To be true.
No.
Just remember the name and the word. But what is there is not known as what we have heard, as what we have heard before about it. When it appears, no understanding, just think about the story of it. And at the moment when it's there and no understanding of it, what is there? So in a day, what kind of reality arises more than the other kind? Ignorance or right understanding. It's the proof that actually there is the understanding, the intellectual understanding about what is there in each moment. But when is there? No understanding of its nature as not self yet. Is it true? This is very important because it has to be truthful to the truth so that there can be more understanding of the truth. What is meant by enlightenment, the Buddha have enlightened the truth of whatever is there as they are. So what's the meaning of enlightenment? Does he have doubt about what is there now? Any arahata or right understanding? After his enlightenment, he said, all dhammas are so very subtle, very deep, very profound, but it could be known and realized by conditions. And after his enlightenment, he said, all dhammas are anatta, all sankhara dhamma, anicchang, dukkang, anatta. So what is this moment? What you said about this moment, or any moment, and what is meant by enlightenment, it's not ignorance, but it's the great wisdom which can realize the truth of what he said, or conditioned dhammas arise and fall away. Seeing is not hearing, and thinking is not seeing and hearing. That can be known, but the moment when it's there, arisen, fallen away instantly. Now, that is so very subtle, but it can be enlightened with panya only. So begin to understand the truth of life. What is there is not permanent at all. It's not belong to anyone. No one can control or can make it arise at all, because it's already there now, by conditions, not by anyone. The absolute truth of what is that, is that it has conditioned for its arising to perform the function of seeing, which now sees and then gone. This is the word of the Buddha from his enlightenment, for everyone to understand the truth of it, to develop right understanding, to let go wrong understanding and ignorance about that as something, someone all the time. So the truth can be realized only when it's there to be known, not just when we talk about it. Everything arises by conditions and falls away. But what about now? In order to understand the truth of right understanding of what we have heard from the teaching, what is there now? See, it has conditions for its arising and then gone instantly. Is that realized now? Everyone says, whatever arises falls away, not permanent, but is it there now as it is? Is this moment of seeing gone, arise and fall away all the time? But it doesn't appear to be known as that yet. But the truth is that Buddha had enlightened the truth of everything, which is conditioned arising and falling away. Buddha had realize the truth, enlighten the truth of whatever arises, falls away instantly. So it's now, whatever is there has arisen and fallen away instantly. But it does not appear as that because of not understanding the truth of it, what is there, as not self. So what arises, a door, a window, or what? That can be known through one of the six doorways. Who knows that seeing right now has fallen away, the next one arises and falls away instantly, one after the other in succession, unknown. But that is what Buddha taught from his enlightenment. So we can talk about whatever arises, falls away, no matter what. But what is there now to be truthful? What is that now? Not self, so what is it? Even that which arises now, an experience, an object, we heard about that. But the nature of that which is not self, a reality, think or consider about what is meant by a reality which arises, no shape, no form, no color, no smell at all, arises an experience. What is there? What is the world? At that very moment, only one reality appears at a time, because that which experiences can experience just one object at a time. If they not firm remembered, there can be other idea to do something instead of begin to understand the truth of that which is there, that is so very deep it cannot be known instantly. So the depth of whatever is there, which is self, is so very subtle. It can be studied little by little. Pay attention to what is there, and then there can be more understanding to condition direct awareness with understanding instantly of that object. And it has to be one's own right understanding to be very truthful to the truth, how much understanding of that which is now appearing, in order to develop letting go the idea of self little by little. Otherwise, it's not just talking about that which is now appearing, but not be acquainted to the characteristic which is of self yet. That's why when we talk about right understanding, it has to be right understanding to the truth of the reality which is there to be known. If there's no hearing about the truth of it, then I never have condition to begin to study the characteristic of that which experiences that object, so it appears at the object of seeing. At moment of hearing sound, if there's not enough understanding to condition the direct awareness with understanding of that very object, if not the understanding of that, just thinking about it. And this is the difference between the level of understanding from hearing, considering, and directly understanding it until that object appears well as it is. So it's one's own understanding that nobody can tell how much understanding of the other is there. That's why to be truthful to the truth, otherwise it's only thinking about right understanding. But what about this very moment? Right understanding is there or not? That's what the other cannot tell. But by talking, there can be a little more understanding of the truth to be known. But there can be understanding of moment of seeing as whether there is understanding of that nature which sees or not, to be truthful. At moment of hearing, is there any understanding or how much understanding of what is there as it is? Not self, because it experiences only that sound, and sound is the object and then gone. No one there at all. Each reality can be known only when it's there to be known. Not just thinking a lot and understand the condition and so on, but what about moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, thinking, like this one, in life, in every moment. That's the way to understand what Panya is, and no one there at all. As we're talking about the truth of it, just remember it. But it's just remembering, but what is there? See? Right understanding is not memory. Otherwise, feeling is there, memory is there, but it's not known. So there must be the idea of self there, unknown because it's so very subtle at moment of experiencing anything through the six stories. Shall we talk a little about when you say, I focus, what is that? Attention to. So at that very moment, when the idea, and you'd say, I focus on the object, what do you mean? First of all, is it right or wrong way to understand the truth as no one and no thing? Otherwise, there cannot be understanding of anything. No, if we just talk about that very moment, to be known what are there. There must be realities for sure, but not known, so it's I focus, right? I is there, try to understand. So it motivates the moment of it, focus on an object at will. And the will is I, right? At that moment, Jetana, the will to focus is there. So it's not the past because no understanding. And it's not Sammasati or Sammavitaka and so on of the Eightfold Path. So is it right or wrong? Is there any will or Jetana to focus at the very moment? So what is that? Which is the will to do? It's not right understanding. So the Pali term we are used to is Jetana. And Jetana is not one of the Eightfold Paths at all. So if we don't talk about it, that cannot be understanding whether it's right or wrong path at that very moment. Only right understanding can understand that it's right or wrong. So at moment of course, focusing with will or intention, is that right or wrong? To be truthful to what is there as it is, right or wrong? If there's no truthfulness of what is there, it cannot be the right understanding at all. No start, no beginning of right understanding because it cannot understand that very moment whether it's right or wrong. So it has to be so truthful to the truth, Satya Bharani. So is Jetana the path, one of the Eightfold Paths? But your own understanding, considering, not just belief, at moment of trying to do something, to focus, motivated by who, what, I focus is there. So the truth is that intention cannot be the one of the Eightfold Paths at all. That's why Satya Bharami is a very important one, Bharami, from the beginning to the end, to be truthful to the truth, to support
right standing.
Hasn't anyone come across the word Sila Patta Pramasa? What is done, which is not the path, is wrong. Sila Patta Pramasa. If we just remember the meaning of Sila Patta Pramasa, but not understanding when it's there, how can Panya right understanding develop to know what is what? That's why all dhammas are so very subtle. It needs more wise considering to understand the difference of each one and to know exactly what is what. Otherwise, one might be taken for I, the other might not be taken because just thinking about the word is not me. But when it's there, it's me focusing. So Satya Bharami is not just the word. It's the moment when it's so truthful to the truth of that very reality. There cannot be focusing without Jetana, right? And when it's right understanding, Jetana arises with right understanding, it doesn't focus because what about the function of right understanding and awareness? Even Jetana is there arising, but it has to arise with right understanding of that very object too. And the nature of right understanding, that it's not wrong, it understands what is there as it is. So only Panya can understand what is the wrong path, Sila Patta Pramasa, and what is the right path. The wrong path is just wanting to experience, to understand, but no understanding of the truth of what is there. But Panya has different characteristics, different function. It let go wrong understanding because it understands what's right and what's wrong. So if there's no right understanding, wrong understanding is there, leading to wrong practice and wrong way to try to do, to get, but not understanding in order to let go ignorance and attachment. So listen carefully to what Buddha taught about everything. Why do we say a lot again and again about seeing? Because seeing can be done just right now, even one has the right understanding that it's not self, it's a reality which experiences only that which can impinge on the ibis, but it's not there yet. That's why I listen again and again and again. This is the development of understanding, to pay attention, yoniso manasikara, to the meaning, to the truth, and other reality, wholesome reality, viriya and kanti and so on, so that one day, unexpectedly, who knows when will time comes to realize the truth or to begin to understand the difference between intellectual understanding and direct understanding with awareness. No doubt about the characteristic of awareness as no self and everything as no one, not in anyone's control. So we learn about the truth of what is there as seeing and hearing, even it does appear as no one yet. But that's the way right understanding develops gradually, secretly, unknowingly, but without thinking, hearing again and again. No thinking about it at all. That's why even now, seeing does not appear as it is, hearing now does not appear as it is, but the more understanding, the more development of the understanding of no self can condition moment of satipatthana at different level by conditions from the very beginning to more and more and more. And this moment is the condition, the path leading to right understanding when that arises by conditions, no one there. More confidence and more confidence when reality begin to appear as it is little by little. So at moment of understanding what is the right path, it is yoniso manasikara. And when it goes wrong, it doesn't understand the right path. It is yoniso manasikara. It's there already. We have heard, we have learned, but when it's there, only panya can understand it. So Buddha means right understanding. So the teachings of the Buddha condition right understanding of that which is not understood yet. So how subtle it is if one takes it so easily, like I am aware, I know that it's not permanent and on, that is only hearing, but the idea of self is there at any moment of whatever is there, nama rupa, feeling, sanya, vedana, sankhara, everything. And it's time now, the time is up. Swadhi ka.
Swadhi ka, thank you so much.
So the point is not understanding anatta. Or what about rebirth? If there can be the understanding of the truth of what is there now, there can be the moment of understanding the truth just intellectually. Because we are now talking about what is real, to understand whether that is I or not I at all. It's not just thinking or only just idea about what is there now, but it's the absolute truth that can be known. The only way to understand the truth is to be truthful to the truth. So where am I now? Or what is I? Can anyone find I now? Where is it? What is it? When it's true, it has to be now, right at this moment. It's there to be known that it's a reality, a real one which is there as it is, not as something or as I at all. There is the idea of I all the time, but where is it and what is it? And now, is it there? And this is a way to understand what is true and what is not true. So, where is I? If there's not understanding what I is, how can there be found? How can the I be found? If the I is real, it has to be known that it is I, but what is it, and is it there now? It's not just belief and seeing all the time that I see, I hear, I like, But what is the eye? Because seeing is seeing, hearing is hearing. These are conditions. They do not arise at all. And only once it has arisen, it has fallen away. Never arise again, nothing is left. So where is the seeing right now? Not the same as just a moment ago. So can we say that seeing is only seeing? It cannot be anything else. It cannot be changed to be other thing. Is there seeing now? Has it already arisen? No one can make it arise at all because it's there even right now. And is there always seeing without anything arising at all, like hearing, smelling, tasting, touching? And seeing sees, it arises to see. Hearing hears, it arises to hear. From moment to moment, what other thing can be else besides this? If seeing does not arise at all, can there be that which is seen right now or any time?
Nope.
When hearing arises, and then at that moment, who make it arise? It has arisen already. And it's not seeing. Can they arise together at the same moment? So where's the eye? Is seeing, hearing is hearing, thinking is thinking, like is like. So where's the I? Can that be studied to realize the truth at moment when it's there by conditions, arising and falling away, never to return? It's not true. The truth has to be only the truth. No one there at all. So, can anyone find the I or the self? If no one can find it, what about the idea of it's there, or it's me, or it's something? Just thinking about that which appears without understanding the truth of it. Seeing is there now, but what is the truth of seeing? It's so true. It cannot be changed. So what's the truth of seeing? It's so true, it's now appearing, but what is the truth of it? Is each virati arise together with the other? Abstain from killing through body or wrong speech, can they arise together? What do you mean? Yes. What do you mean yes? And what do you mean no? That's why there is the understanding of the difference between the moment when it's not Lokudra and the moment when it's Lokiya, not Lokudra. No doubt, because the moment when it's not Lokudra, Virati can arise just only one at a time. But at the moment of enlightenment, the three arise together to perform the function of abstaining as the becoming Sotapanna, to the degree of being Sotapanna. But can it be known now? Even Virati itself, at this very moment, not Lokdara moment. What's the benefit of understanding Pariyatti about Citta, Cetasika, Rupa, Nibbana? The point is not just learn to know, remember in words only, but to understand the truth of that each one as it appears now as a self. So the point is not just understand what is meant by citta and what function it is and so on, but to understand what is there now as what is heard about no one and no self. From learning about the truth of it, one can see that how difficult and how subtle reality is now. It does not appear as one has heard at all. When there is more understanding, there can be more confidence of what is there now. It's just a sign or the nimitta of what we have heard. But the truth deep down, very subtle, is just different realities. No one there at all, arising and falling away, all the time. And this is the Ariya Satya, the absolute truth. And if right understanding not developed to that degree, it's useless just to hear, about it and then just remember the word. But what about now? What is heard? Just moment from. We talk about seeing, to understand seeing, and there is now seeing, how much understand the seeing is right now, or not yet, beginning to understand directly of that which now sees. So when there is the understanding about just hear the teachings, to consider, to understand what is there, it can condition moment of understanding the point of listening to realities like citta, cetasika, and rupa. And it's there now, each moment, ready to be understood as it is, but only when there is more confidence of the truth about it, as no one there at all. Otherwise, how can there be letting go the idea of self at the end? So, we have learned that citta is the reality which is conditioned to arise to experience an object. And cetasikas arise by conditions to experience the same object which citta is now experiencing. By understanding so very firm, whenever what is there appear like attachment or aversion, it can be object of study to know that it's there by conditions. So it's a normal life as usual by conditions, no matter when and where. There can be moment of beginning to not forgetting about it, that it's only that which is experienced. Whatever is now appearing, the point is to understand the truth in order to have less attachment to the idea of self as before. Otherwise, we just look for the words, the explanation. But what about right now? The explanation, when it's understood, it conditions the moment of understanding what is there. Otherwise, it's impossible to understand what is there now. So listen to the meaning of the words which represent the reality right now. Very carefully about each word. Not underestimate that it's there. Not me, because it's such and such, conditioned by such and such, but the characteristic of each as what have lived. If it be the object right then, for example, what is seen cannot be anything at all, only that which is seen, and what is meant by what is seen, only that which does not appear as people and things, because there must be so many seeing in processes with mind of process, think about it, remember it, taking it for something very rapidly. And the rapidity of the arising and falling away of reality is in succession appears as something from birth to death without any understanding, from life to life. That's why learning to understand the truth of what is there as it is so very subtle, but it can be developed. So, understanding of what is there now, that is the succession of all realities that we have talked about, arising and falling away so very rapidly. So, what appears does not appear as it is. That's why we learn to understand that ignorance is there. As long as it's there, that is conditioned for the attachment to that which appears instantly by nature, because no one there. So what experiences is taken for I all the time, even one does not speak out. And this is the beginning to understand the difference between ignorance and understanding. Not underestimate that it's so easy to understand the nature of not I, but it takes quite a long time, because even now, I see, I hear, I think, everything, I, is there, as long as the truth of reality does not show up as it is, to be directly experienced as it is. But without understanding little by little of what is there as yourself, they cannot be conditioned to understand by directly experiencing the truth. And there must be such a barami, being truthful to the truth of what is heard about what is now appearing. So when it's a carefully studied, there is a self who just want to understand this and that for oneself, but not for understanding what is there as it is. That's why the development of understanding to penetrate the truth of what is there is so very difficult and long time, such a long way. That's why it takes time to understand the truth, but the truth which is understood cannot be changed. So very, very precious to understand the truth as it is, as not I or anything at all. What you see now, if it's seen as things, what about the truth deep down as it's not anything arising and falling away? That's why only Panya can understand the subtlety, the profoundness of the teachings of the Buddha about realities to condition moment to getting closer to the truth. So the point of hearing about the truth is to understand what is there as one has heard and have confidence of its truth, that it can be understood gradually, little by little. How gradually it is developed, because now what is seen is still the same, dolls, table, chair, window, and so on. What about the understanding of that which experiences what that impinge on the eye bears and just appear as no sign of people and things at all, but sign of that which arises and falls away as different ones. Is it so subtle? Because what can show up as it is has to be through Panya, which has developed and letting go the idea of self gradually, little by little. So benefit the worth of studying and listening to the truth of it is to condition moment of understanding the truth, whether what is seen and what is experienced is not known as it is yet, but beginning to develop little by little. Does anyone would like to begin now to understand the truth of what is there which has heard? And Panya knows correctly whether it's wrong or right. When it's not Panya, it cannot understand the truth of the truth which we are thinking about now. About is them now the beginning to understand it? Or does anyone would like to begin to understand the truth of what is there as it is right now? To be truthful from the very beginning. Satya Bharami is so very important too. If it's not right, it cannot be Satya Bharami. And Satya Bharami is the truthfulness of what is there as it is. No matter it's so subtle, but the truth is that way. When there's more confidence of the truth of no one and nothing, it can condition a little more understanding, hearing about any truth of any reality. If there is no understanding of the subtlety of reality, there is no way to understand what Bharami is. Thus it takes very great patience to understand what is there as a self. Listen again, consider again and again, again. Not I am trying at all, but understanding is there, developed to understand the truth of no one at all. And is there any truthfulness to what we have heard? No one at all. What does it mean, at all? If there's still the idea of someone and something, can it lead to the understanding of no one at all? So the term no one at all doesn't mean that I understand that actually there's no one, but I is there. But what is meant by no one, no I and no thing, not as There are so many things around now from time to time. So how much confidence of the truth of no I, see? It has to be firmer and firmer and firmer. And without understanding the truth of whatever is there, how can be the firm understanding of yourself? So, panya, parami, condition other parami too. Without panya, nothing can be parami at all. So what is parami? What for? What is it?
To realize the truth.
So is that a parami now? To be understood clearly as yourself is the parami now. Otherwise, how can there be the way to realize the truth? Because the truth is this very moment. So parami is not just the word to remember, but what is the truth of it? Without panya, without other support, the reality, which conditions the moment to understand more and more clearly and clearer about what is there now. I thought that everyone has heard about parami. What about understanding? When there's no understanding at all, and there begins the understanding. The beginning of understanding, how come? Because parami is no one. It doesn't belong to anyone. But it's moment of understanding the truth. Moment of understanding the truth from one word at a time. It's not the moment of understanding. What is understanding? What does it understand? See? And the understanding is parami, beginning to understand what is true, what is real, what is there. Understanding any moment is the beginning. Mm-hmm. Without understanding, that cannot be parami at all. It doesn't matter, but the understanding of this moment is firm enough that it's a reality. Beginning from a reality because it's real. We don't talk about that which is not real. Okay, that is right understanding, panya parami. Is it firm?